each week. You know, you can see the progress when you turn on the tape. I think it just gets to that point in camp where you're just ready for the regular season to get here. And, you know, I think last week was a good taste of it. You know, we got a feel for kind of how our schedule is going to be during the week, you know, what our preparation is going to be like. But I think we're all ready for week one.
Sam, it looks like you guys have run a decent amount of those package plays, the run pass options. And I was wondering how much you expect that to be a part of the offense this season.
Well, I'm sure if you ask Doug, he could probably give you a better answer than I would. But, you know, I would assume that since we've done it some in the preseason, that I'd imagine that, you know, it would probably be a good part of what we're going to do in the regular season as well.
Sam, Josh Norman made some comments about you last week. Are you familiar with him? Do you have any reaction to
him? Man, I really don't pay attention to much outside this building, to be honest. You know, I was made aware that he said something, but really doesn't affect me, you know, in any way. And I really don't pay attention to much other than what goes on here.
Sam, I'm sorry if you already asked this. What do you make of the wide receiving core as it's constituted today? Did it surprise you that Randall and Gibbons aren't here anymore? How do you see this group now?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, maybe it did surprise me a little bit, but, you know, obviously, you know, our coaches and Howie, you know, they're always making decisions that they feel are best for this team. You know, I feel very comfortable in the guys that, you know, make up that core right now. You know, I think that they all bring something, you know, a little bit different to that group. You know, I think we've got a wide variety of guys in that core, and I've got confidence in all of them. You know, I think they've all shown the ability to make plays. You know, going back to, you know, what I just said, I think, you know, we can use them all in different ways and use their strengths to our advantage.
There's not a lot of experience there. They're young guys.
Right. You know, I think sometimes as a quarterback, you know, you like that, though, because those young guys are, you know, you can mold them a little more. You know, they're eager to learn. They want to listen. You know, sometimes it's easier to take control of some of those guys as opposed to an older veteran receiver. But, you know, I really enjoy everyone in that room, you know, and it's going to be fun.
Sam, when you look at a guy like Nelson, how much more do you think he can show, and can he become one of those go-to receivers for you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, you know, you guys weren't out here last week, but just last week during practice, you know, he was noticeably different as a player on the field. It looked like he was playing at a different speed. His intensity was probably as high as I've seen it. You know, it was probably the best week of practice I've ever seen from him. And, you know, I think he can continue to grow, and I think he can be, you know, a valuable piece in this offense.
Sam, why do you think that translated to Saturday night for
Nelson? Say it again?
Why don't you think that translated to Saturday night for Nelson?
I think it did. You know, obviously, you know, the early in the game, you know, he had the drop, but if you look at the tape and saw the way he played, the effort that he gave in the run game, the effort he gave downfield blocking for his receivers, it was tremendous. I mean, it was probably the best I've seen from him. So I think it absolutely translated to the field.
You've got three tight ends that all can catch the ball, and it looks like Doug is going to use two and three tight end sets a lot this year. What problems does that pose for a defense when you can put three guys out there that can catch the ball?
Yeah, you know, I think we're very fortunate to have the tight end group that we have. You know, obviously defenses have to make a decision. Are they going to play base if we put three tight ends in the game? Are they going to put an extra linebacker in the game? Are they worried about us running the football? Are they worried about us throwing the football? And, you know, I think we can put some defenses in some tough situations with the guys that we've got in that room right now, and hopefully we can exploit some of those mismatches.
You know, Carson was working pretty hard to try and get back for this fourth game. How disappointed do you think he is that he's not going to be able to get a shot out there Thursday?
I'm sure it's tough. I mean, you know, you put in so much work during the offseason to get yourself ready to be able to go out there and play. You know, I know he was excited about getting here, learning the system. You know, I thought he did a great job in week one, and then, you know, to not be able to play, I'm sure it's disappointing.
As a follow-up to what you said about exploiting mismatches, what have you seen from Doug schematically in terms of his creativity?
You know, we've seen a little bit of, probably seen more of it in practice than we have in the actual preseason. You know, I'm sure once we get into an actual game plan, you know, and we sit down and figure out how we're going to attack a defense, I'm sure that we'll see more of it. But, you know, at practice every now and then, you know, there's scripts, and, you know, he'll kind of wave Frank Reich off and be like, I got an idea, and he'll just come up with plays off the top of his head, and it's been pretty cool to see that.
Sam, Did those plays work?
Most of the time they do work, yeah.
Sam, I don't know, you probably don't listen to the chatter of the fans, but they are concerned about the offense, obviously. What can you tell them why this offense is better this year than it was last year?
Well, you know, I think we're going to be balanced this year. I think we're going to have a good mix of the run and the pass. You know, I think we're going to be more efficient, hopefully, than we were, you know, on third down and in the red zone than we were, especially earlier in last year. And I think if we can be good in those areas, I think that we'll be a really good offense.
Sam, Josh Goff caught the ball with confidence on Saturday. That slant, he ran right through the catch, got the yards afterwards. How would you assess the way he's been coming along as far as on the confidence level?
Yeah, man, Josh has come a long way. You know, he's playing great. You know, he's obviously one of those guys that once the ball's in his hand, he's an explosive playmaker for us, and you saw that with the slant. Obviously, the yards after catch. You know, but I think his confidence has grown. I think he feels more comfortable, you know, in what he's being asked to do in this offense, and I think it showed on Saturday night.
In watching the tape over, what did you see from Wiz at left guard and now Barber at right tackle?
Man, I thought those two guys did a great job. You know, I thought Wiz coming in played really well for us, and then, you know, Allen, he's doing great. I mean, that's not easy, you know, to play the whole offseason, whole training camp at guard, and then find out, hey, you're moving a tackle. But, you know, he played great on Saturday night.
Do you think this offense might better utilize Huff in terms of what he can actually do, you know, with the ball in his hands and in space, in terms of you talk about creating mismatches?
Right. I hope so. You know, obviously, you know, if we're going to be as successful as we can be, you know, it's going to take everyone, you know, on that offense contributing and making plays. And if we can find a way to best use everyone, I think it's going to be the best thing for this offense. So hopefully we can find a way.
Sam, back in the spring when Carson was drafted and they announced that you were going to start this year, there were a lot of suggestions that it would be tough for a team to rally behind a quarterback that may or may not be here after this season. Obviously, that's not something you've worried about. I mean, do you think that's – I mean, having – you don't see that as something whatever was going to be a problem with this team?
Not really. I mean, I think the relationships that I've built in this locker room, you know, the trust that I have in those guys, the trust they have in me, you know, I think that nothing's really changed, to be honest.
Talk about Doug's experience as a play caller. When you have those run-pass options, how much does that help you create those mismatches that you mentioned a couple times?
You know, I think – obviously, it just helps you get into the right play, depending on the look. You know, I'm not sure. The mismatch really depends on what the play call is. But, you know, with some of those run-pass options, it's more of, you know, are they playing single high? Are they playing too high? You know, what front are they playing? But, yeah, you know, hopefully it just makes us more efficient.
One or two more guys?